Could I ask you a similar question? I mean, how much translation or how much did you have to adapt Ajahn Chah's way of training or, to yourself?
I don't know. It's an ongoing translation, really. A lot of it is trying to see what works, what's helpful. Living with Ajahn Chah over a long period of time, being able to witness the different ways that he, because he didn't have a template. He didn't have a template for this is the Ajahn Chah meditation style. This is the way you should be. This is the way you have to think. It was really, of course, he had quite solid principles, but he recognized that there were different temperaments, different people. People needed things at different times. So sometimes he could be quite kind and gentle, and other times he'd really push you. So that, and sometimes I'd be with the same person, sometimes it'd be I certainly felt that where sometimes he was really solicitous of me, and other times he just really pushed me. So a lot of it is just okay, what works. So I think certainly the Ajahn Chah's example of selflessness, very important, trying to maintain that flavor trying to hold to that, and how do you adapt things so that you facilitate that, your commitment to mindfulness and reflection and investigation. Those are things that trying to implement that. I mean, those are solid core of Ajahn Chah's teaching, for example. And as well as the incredible integrity that we have. Right? So trying to hold that, those principles. How does it translate? How does it work? A lot of it is just when you have a gut feeling for it, just like a gentle wind, certainly intuition. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But then you have to do that.